There is good news today about cancer. Fewer people are dying from it. According to a newly analyzed data from the National Center of Health Statistics, some medical experts are hailing the decline, 369 fewer deaths in 2003 than in 2002, as a milestone, but the jury's still out as to whether the decline will continue. We're going to take your questions about cancer rates for the rest of this hour, 800-989-8255, or email us talk@npr.org. We turn for information to Dr. Martin Abeloff, director of the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center. He joins us from his office in Baltimore, Maryland. Good of you to take the time to be with us today.
Good to be with you, Neil.
Why did the number of cancer deaths drop in 2003?
Well, there are a variety of reasons, extending from the continued decrease in smoking rates to improve screening techniques and improve therapies. This represents initiatives that started many years ago, and we're finally beginning to see the fruits of this work.
Now, 369 fewer deaths in 2003 as opposed to 2002, given the number of people who die of cancer every year, seems like a drop in the bucket. You hate to be discouraged.
Yeah, it is, and in fact, one's got to be very careful in looking at these numbers. It's a very small change, as you've said. What is encouraging is that we're actually seeing the death rates from cancer drop in recent years, and with an ever increasingly older population, we are concerned that we would see, even while the death rates decrease, we would see increase in total number of cancer deaths. But in fact, even a small increase is encouraging. But as I said, that really doesn't tell the whole story, and is just a indication of what we hope and expect will be better things to come.
Nevertheless, you do have that demographic bulge of the baby boom generation moving into a lot of more opportunity for cancer.
That's exactly right. There's no doubt that cancer primarily occurs in the older population. We have going to have dramatic continued growth in the elderly in this country, and we are going to be dealing certainly with very large numbers of people who have had cancer. We have 10 million cancer survivors in this country at the present time. And obviously, we would like to ultimately prevent these diseases, but the 10 million cancer survivors does also represent an impressive improvement in the prevention, screening, and treatment of cancer.
We're talking with Dr. Martin Abeloff, director of the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center, about a decline in deaths from cancer. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get a caller on the line. This is Matt. Matt calling us from Endicott, New York.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering which cancers have seen the largest decreases and if any have actually increased as well.
Well, the decreases are occurring, for example, in breast cancer. And that is interesting because it's a result of increased and improved use of mammography and then better therapies at an earlier diagnosis of breast cancer. We're now seeing decreases in lung cancer, and that represents the marked improvement in terms of tobacco control in this country. Something I would point out, the smoking and tobacco use is an extraordinarily large part of the cancer problem, and we must remain vigilant about continuing to decrease smoking.
Mm-hmm.
We're also seeing somewhat the same order of magnitude decreases in the death rate from prostate cancer, largely probably early diagnosis in that case, and from colorectal cancer. In that case, it's a combination of screening and better therapies. And there's an example where, with appropriate use of screening, we have probably right now the capacity to further decrease the death rate by about 30, maybe to 40%.
Mm-hmm. What about the other side of the coin, though?
Sure.
Cancer is increasing.
For example, we have cancers, we have increasing cancers in certain types of lymphoma that at one point we thought might be accounted for by the fact that lymphoma is associated with AIDS, but in fact that doesn't account for the whole problem, and that's something we have yet to figure out. But fortunately, there are many effective treatments for lymphoma. We've also had treatments increase in the number of brain cancers. And at one point, we thought, well, perhaps that's due to increased use of CAT scans of the brain and MRIs. But in fact, there's something else that's causing that. And so, at the same time that we see these improvements, we obviously do have the other side of the coin. Although I must tell you that quantitatively, the net gain is looking encouraging.
Matt, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you. I enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you very much, Matt. Broadly speaking, you seem to be talking about earlier detection, better treatments. Does lifestyle factor into this?
Lifestyle factors in, I think, in a significant way. It really is a challenge to scientifically quantitate that. But certainly, there is evidence that exercise and nutrition and those are two of the main things. Of course, personal habits such as smoking and excessive use of alcohol also factor in. And actually, it's my belief that in the long term, it will be a combination, as you point out, Neil, of the improved screening and treatment with lifestyle changes and better health habits that will make the real difference.
Mm-hmm. So do you see this as a significant milestone that for the first time in 70 years, death rates are going down?
I don't look upon it as and in itself as a dramatic event. I look upon it as part of a trend, and I must say I think at times I understand this, the public hears of dramatic events and then they hear of friends and neighbors dying of cancer. I think what we're seeing is incremental progress. I think with this age of tremendous discoveries in the understanding of the molecular causes of cancer, we will see continued improvements, but frequently they will be incremental and by themselves will not be highly dramatic.
Dr. Abeloff, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Martin Abeloff, director of the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center, joined us from his office in Baltimore in Maryland. Ira Flatow will be here tomorrow with Talk of the Nation Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can purchase transcripts of stories you hear on this program, visit our website, npr.org, and click on Transcripts at the top of the page. This is NPR.